Lisa Feely, your host for An Accountable Catholic. Welcome to our show. Grab a snack. Now, don't wreck your dinner, okay? I'm not going to be accountable for that. And get ready for a discussion on why mindset matters. So tonight's show, we have a wonderful guest, a gentleman named Parveen Chan, coming from us all the way from Indianapolis. So tonight, we're excited to welcome him, and we'll discuss why mindset matters, and it matters in the context of helping you use the talents that God's given you to achieve a life of enlightenment, peace, and prosperity. So welcome, Mr. Chan. Appreciate having you here.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Well, you have an incredible journey, one of where you were a young child brought to our country as an immigrant, and your parents came over to give you a better life here in America. And you've had some ups and downs in your life, and I think now we're really living the American dream. So can you share your story a little, and then tell us a little bit about how you developed what I would call a growth mindset? I think you have the right kind of mindset, and I think that that's really more of a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, which you and I'll talk about tonight.
Well, Lisa, this is a very, very meaty topic, pardon the pun, when you first opened up and said, now, be careful in terms of this could be a full course meal in terms of a topic on its own. So by background, you've already mentioned, that I am an immigrant. My parents immigrated from India in 1975 with three of us. I was the oldest. I am the oldest of three. I have a younger brother and a sister. My father just recently passed away. My mother is here in Indianapolis with us. And that whole journey, I think, speaks to the topic of mindset. The journey that my parents brought us through and chose in the late 1960s and early 70s, it really is a story of empowerment, if you will. And empowerment is synonymous with mindset. And in that journey, in 45 years now, I've had a chance to live in multiple parts of this great nation of ours. I've seen some wonderful things and have been given the opportunity over the last 20 years to work with some great organizations, leading healthcare and healthcare institutions. And I love the topic of mindset. And through our dialogue, hopefully I can share a couple of lessons learned in terms of how, as you had labeled it, the growth mindset really has empowered me to take on this life's journey.
No, I think I love how you put that. I do think being empowered and having the right mindset, if you have the right mindset, comes much easier than if you have a fixed one. So, no, thank you for sharing your story. Now, we have to work it. Getting a growth mindset, right? We're not just born with it. I think so many people say, oh, well, someone was born with a particular talent, but I don't think mindset, in my opinion, and how we achieve success is the same as being born with some wonderful music talent or a singing talent. Like if you asked me to sing, you could not pay me enough money and we would be in trouble. I cannot carry a tune, as my husband would say, if I even had a handle on it. So how do you think mindset create enough that, and does it have something to do with being successful? Does it contribute to success in your mind? How so?
Yeah. So, let me share a story, and this is a very recent story, and we can always learn from others. We can always learn from our children. And yes. Recently I just had a dialogue with my son, and I would basically come back to, that discussion that I had with him 3 or 4 weeks ago, some could classify as an argument. And in the background of our context was his understanding of where I wanted to go with a certain situation. It was really helping me around the house. And I was not all that clear with my directions on what I needed help with. It was frustrating to me. It was frustrating to him. And he did something remarkable for a 17-year-old. And that was, he just basically looked me square in the eyes and said, Dad, this isn't helping you. It isn't helping me. I'm going to choose to step away from this situation. And then when you're ready to talk, we'll get back together again. I just reflected on that and I said, wow, a 17-year-old is teaching me something. So one of the things that I think is fundamental is we have to be open to listening. We have to be open to other ideas. And so mindset is not just positive or negative. That's not what mindset just is. It's not just your positivity or your negativity. It is taking into account everything that's going on around you and then living to what you even called earlier, your full potential. And that full potential that you have within you, the full potential that you're called to tap into, and that full potential that hopefully, if you're in a position of authority, can help lead an organization or a community. And I think it really starts with your fundamental mindset.
Lean Six Sigma, I'm a master black belt, and we teach you, and I've studied in a book called Kata, K-A-T-A. I don't know if you've heard of Kata, but it is the open stance, right? So even in karate, they're teaching you keep an open mind. When I was little, my dad had us learn how to use our left brain and our right brain at the same time by doing stuff like, you know, I do a little exercise where you make one hand go this way and one hand go this way at the same time, like this. And you do that, it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach kind of a thing. It opens your mind, right? It makes you think. And I love how your son, like you said, and I've learned stuff from our daughters as well, but we don't really want to admit that too much. But no, it is having an open mindset and being willing to listen. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't, they've got to take time to build that. So when I think of mindset, I guess, you know, you think of growth and you think of a fixed mindset. To me, a fixed mindset is, you know, everything you do, you're really not going to be opening to listening, right? You're not going to open to change your ways. You say, I'm set in my ways. I think there's some confusion. People say, well, then are you loose on your moral values and what you believe in life? I don't think that's this. What do you say when people say, well, you have to be fixed, you know, or the world is, you know, crazy enough?
Yeah. So I think a couple of things that we have to discern in some of the questions that you're raising, because these are questions that we all go through. And I think it calls for some level of discernment. And that does not mean compromise. It doesn't mean you have to compromise.
Right.
A mindset is simply a mental inclination or disposition, if you will. Your mindset is what's going to impact how you see the world in terms of its potential, in terms of its barriers, in terms of where you can actually impact the world. And I think, you know, one of the key things that you just brought up is that you don't have to necessarily compromise, but you do have to have dialogue. And that dialogue is set in how you portray yourself to the world. And I think that's what calls for a mindset shift sometimes. And you can't be as rigid in terms of a yes, no. It's not always black and white. Some things are, and some moral things can be black and white, but you have to be able to put yourself into a position that says, I impact, and this is how I can impact it as well as make sense of the world. But mindset is a collection of thoughts. It's a collection of your beliefs that shape your thoughts and habits across time. And I think we really have to be very conscious of how others see us as much as we can make sense of the world.
Well, I've got a fun little exercise if you'll join me on it. And what I'd love is I'll talk through it. And then after each characteristic, you give me your thoughts, if you will, on this mindset. So as Christians and Catholics, Paul tells us in Ephesians, there's really seven characteristics for creating the right kind of mindset, a mindset that God wants us to have. And one of the things he starts with is he says, intentional wisdom is a must. You have to be always walking toward a goal. What's your thoughts on that characteristic?
I wholeheartedly believe in that because it gets to purpose. It gets to a higher calling. It gets to a way to realize your full potential and the full potential of your family, the full potential of your community, the full potential of your business if you happen to lead a business. And I think it's only through that that focus, if you will, and that's the only way to really determine or have a self-determining path to realize your full potential. So I fundamentally believe in that.
Terrific. I know this one, the second one you and I will both love because we have a lot in common here. It's Paul tells us it's time management. Use your time wisely. Do not waste it. He says you only have so much time on earth, right? And only God knows when he wants us to come walk with him. So use your time wisely. And so a Christian mindset, the right kind of mindset, he said, will do so and not waste time.
Yeah, boy, we could spend a couple hours on that topic. And really in the last 3 or 4 months when you and I have talked about this, you know, I see so many of us just wasting time in terms of, and I'll just call it out, social media. I see so many of us as wasting time in terms of keeping the quote unquote, keeping up with the Joneses or being engaged in gossip or being engaged in something that really at the end of the day won't make your life better, won't make my life better, won't make our community's life better. And so one key thing is really realizing exactly that time is very limited. You have an expiration date. I have an expiration date. I mean, it's as simple as that. We have expiration dates and we owe it to ourselves and those that we love to maximize what we can do with our time.
Do as much good as we can in this little bit we have. Right. The third one, again, all these are just so, I think this goes back to one of our earlier shows on truth. I think these are all very much truth, but it's taking the time to understand what God's purpose is for us on earth. So it's whenever we're going to make an important decision, think of, and I don't know if you taught your kids this or some form of it, but we used to say WWJD, what would Jesus do? So it was just understanding what is, what's our reason for being on this earth, right? And to take the time to discern that.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody, you know, when you wake up, you have a choice to make. When you get to work, you have many choices to make. When we come home, we have choices to make. Something as simple as dinner, something as simple as a vacation, something as simple as closing out the books on your business, if you will. So all of those choices come with consequences. And I think if we really think through our consequences more, we'll be much more apt to make decisions that benefit not only ourselves, but also benefit our families and our communities. It's really understanding and having that mind shift change of not going for instant gratification, but for long-term benefit. And I think that's where mindset shift has to occur.
Yep. Well, I think you took the words right out of my mouth there. I think of so many people, on one hand, time's limited, right? So we only have so much we can do on earth. But on the other hand, I think that I imagine anyway, not that I've had a conversation, in a long time, so to speak, with him face-to-face or anything, but with God, I kind of imagine him thinking, you guys think this is long, but it's really a blink of an eye, right? So, you know, what choices are you making and are you really thinking for the betterment of everybody and longer term for what's behind you, right? So what's our legacy? And I always try to think of that. The next one ties right into the same thing, which is letting the greater good guide what we're doing, right? Think for others, not about yourself. And you said that earlier too. It's just not all about me or you. It's about everyone we love, our circle influence and greater humanity, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, you know, that's one of the things about just being an accountable American. I mean, I love your book. It really gets to the heart of what this country's potential is. It's you, it's me, it's 330 million others.
Right.
And I'm reminded of, you know, why my parents came here, why my parents and countless other immigrants came here. And it is to realize that full potential in a nation where you can do that. No other nation in the world provides what this nation does in terms of my full potential. And I think a lot of that has to do with that growth mindset. A lot of that has to do with just fulfilling our promise, fulfilling our promise to family, to our country, to each other, in learning and just leveraging what we have to live out our full potential. Right. Our life is as good as our mindset is.
Right. And then the final three I can tie in together, I think it's talking about mindset, and it says have a mindset that is open to singing and being joyful. So, right, being thankful. And then the final one is thinking of others again at all times. So I think, again, we've got to be more gracious, I think, and more thankful of everything we do have, because it's easy, right? When something happens bad, you know, I've had friends, I myself have lost jobs, and you think, you got to be kidding me, you know, what now? I mean, that's not fair, you know, life's not fair. So what's your thoughts on, you know, being thankful and making sure we have that mindset of being joyful?
Well, you know, we are just now coming out of a very, very long tunnel. In the last year or so, we've had to deal with a pandemic. Yep. And we're just now coming out of this fog. We've just, as a nation, started to administer a vaccine. Think about the mindset that it took to deliver on a vaccine that historically, when vaccines are made or distributed, it could take a decade.
Years, right? Or yeah.
Years. Yeah. And so that mindset of a nation, that mindset of corporate America, that a mindset of we can do it, has been so beneficial in terms of our the challenge that we were called to face in terms of defeating this this pandemic.
I felt like Rosie the Riveter back in but in our century, right?
That's right. That's right. So I think it starts with, it's not someday, it's today. And that mindset shift has to change. So we've got to stop thinking that we'll start something someday. We have to start today. And I think that's what I would embrace all of our listeners to really think about is, what are you going to change fundamentally to make it better for yourself, your family, your community? And don't wait till tomorrow. Start today.
What do you say if they say, but I'm not, you know, I'm stuck in this place, or I'm stuck in this role, or I think I'm a little luckier than Parveen because he was, you know, a poor immigrant or whatever. I mean, what do you say to the people that just want to look at life, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's
a bunch of lemons, I guess.
There's a lot you could say, but you know, I think one of the things that people really gravitate to is examples. So point them to examples, others like them that have been able to pull themselves out of a situation and right. Do good. I think the other piece of the puzzle I would say is, and this is something that I learned probably a good 25 years ago. And I wasn't sure if I was going to go into graduate school or not, knowing that full well that graduate school was going to cost me in excess of $50,000 to $75,000. I wasn't sure if I was cut out to be in graduate school. I wasn't sure if I was going to do it part-time or full-time.
Right.
And I had a professor who basically said, well, you know, regardless, you're going to be 30 years old anyway. And so whether you pursue this degree or not, you're going to be at some point 30 years old. And that was the little lightning bolt that I needed to basically say, you know what, he's absolutely right. Whether I do this or don't, life is going to pass you by. And why not, you know, pull on this opportunity and really embrace it? Because at the end of the day, it was going to happen with or without me. So I chose to get on that ride and never look back.
My dad used to say, and I never quite understood it all because I used to want to debate him, but he'd say it takes as much energy to stand on the sidelines as it does to get in the game. But seems like I'd spend more energy in the game, but I thought it was more fun to be in the game as well, instead of just letting life pass by.
Yeah, it's absolutely a lot more fun to be in the game. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to take on those potential risks. And I think, but you've got to jump in. You've got to jump in and start.
Right. I think it brings us more benefits for sure, which goes back to kind of in our closing here. It's, I think, a growth mindset and having the Christian mindset, for those of us that, you know, really want to do better, is really the right mindset to have versus having a fixed mindset. So we've come to end of another show. This goes so fast, but thanks so much for joining us again, Parveen. And for those of you that want to learn more, please join us at Carolina Catholic Radio. And I am Lisa Feely, your host of An Accountable Catholic, and look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 5 p.m. as well. Have a blessed week.
Carolina Catholic Radio is excited to announce an alliance with Lisa Feely, author of An Accountable American. Her new book offers a blueprint to every person who wants to embrace how to be accountable. Learn how positively to impact your life and the lives of anyone around you. 50% of the book profits will be donated to a local 501c3 Catholic charity, including Carolina Catholic Radio and those affiliated with us. 2020 was a tough year for many people. Consider donating to charity by buying a copy of An Accountable American, just $20, on our website. Achieving accountability is a great way to start the new year. If you want to learn how to achieve enlightenment, peace, and prosperity, this is a great start.